Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Ask the Expert on the Anton Savage Show.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Dr. Richard Hogan, I should say, to give him his proper title. Richard, you're here to talk retirement. Before we do, Tara just walking out there. I know this fits nicely with the kind of advice that you would give. You would be very strong on keeping kids away from all sorts of screens and devices.
Absolutely.
For as long as humanly possible.
Absolutely. Delay it as long as possible. Nothing good happens when those in childhood before secondary school, and even in secondary school, nothing good happens there, Anton, let's be honest.
What do you do about the peer pressure? Because when kids come from school and say, well, all my friends have...
Yeah, no, it's incredible. But as parents, we can't parent from a position where we're going to parent as other people parent. We have to hold the line, and that's parenting. At times it makes you very unpleasant, very unlikable as a parent, but, you know, I'm not my child's best friend, and get that in your head, you know.
And have you a sense of what age is it if you're doing a floor for when kids should have phones? Is there a particular age that you recommend?
Look, ideally, they shouldn't be in a kid's hand before 16, let's be honest. They're so complicated. There's so much there on offer, you know, that they can consume. But I suppose in the real world, and my own daughter and all that, first year was kind of when she got it.
Now, the reason that you are here is to give advice in respect of the emotional and psychological impact of retirement. Now,
Yes. Theory
retirement is woohoo party. Congratulations, you've served your time. But it is a massively significant life change for people, and it is often one that they don't prepare for. They get to Friday, they get the gold watch, they go home, and suddenly everything is different.
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head there with what retirement can be. And I think what Standard Life are trying to say is, you know, plan this out. Think, be considerate about this, because don't be fearful. What happens when you have a fear, Anton? You kind of avoid. Avoidance is one of our things, you know. We kind of fall into it. And as you said about life stages, there's so many life stages that we go through. And I think retirement, if it's managed properly and if it's thought about and we work in the interest of our future selves, we can have perhaps... You know, this is an important thing to think about. We think about our heyday as something that's happened, don't we? You know what I mean? We have that idea about heydays being like your 20s. When you think about your 20s, it's probably a chaotic, nuts pursuit in the first place. Well, what we're trying to say in Standard Life is that your heyday can be your retirement, because I don't think there's any other life transition that allows you to be unfeathered from so many things that held you back. And so we should be thinking about that, about going into that boldly and with a childish excitement, because that's what retirement can be, because we could have 20 or 30 years of our retirement.
But is there not an expectation, or maybe I'm wrong in this, I would have thought, rather than thinking we're going into this boldly and with a sense of adventure, a lot of people think we are going into this to be sedentary, put the feet up.
They do,
and
think
relax.
They fear it's a punctuation. They fear it's a full stop on like working life, on mattering, you know, and having kind of like activities in your life. And I think what we're trying to say in Standard Life, you know, if you get this right and you kind of like, you know, you own your future mindset and you work in the interest of your future self, and you're financially, you know, because that is a big part of this thing, is being financially, you know, stable and knowing that that you can actually, you know, you can. When I think about my retirement, let me put it this way. I can't wait to go to Florence and become a shoemaker, right? And learn how to make shoes with Stefano Bremer. It's something I'm really passionate about. Something that you would never know about my life or whatever. But it's something I can't wait to get the space to go off to Florence for 3 months and learn how to make shoes, just as a hobby. This is not a metaphor. This is what I actually want to do. And what I'm trying to say to people, this is why I love this this approach that Standard Life has. It's a holistic approach, because they're not saying it's just finances. Yeah, that's a big part of it. But it's about owning, who do you want to be? What do you want to do in that space? Because it's a long space. 20, 30 years can be a long time. What do you want to, who is it that you were before you got into your marriage, your relationship? Who was it before you became dad or mom? And who is it you'd like to be in that space? Because there's a massive space there for you. And so it's about trying to figure that out and working towards it.
But surely, and I mean this in the most positive way, that individual is long since dead. You are dad, you are mom, you are wife, you are husband. Like, that's your new
reality.
He's
dead, Anton. He's dead if you didn't listen to my advice over the last number of years. He should never be dead. I'm trying to hold on to that 15-year-old recalcitrant spirit that I had as a 15-year-old kid. I'm trying to hang on to him as long as I can. And maybe that's a bit of the task of life.
What about relationship planning? Because there is, if you have somebody who in the partnership has either pre-retired the other individual or has been stay at home, suddenly they discover a house that was theirs for the vast majority of the day now has another individual knocking about, getting in the way and rooting.
Yeah, exactly. And how about thinking about it being together and like, you know, two drifters, that old song, Moon River. Now you're together and you can go drifting off into the world together. That's a, you got to reframe these things, you know what I mean? And that's, I suppose, that's the idea of like not losing contact with your partner through 40s and 50s, which can really happen. And like intimacy can drop down in those kind of really stretched 40s. And that's the message here that we're trying to drive is like, don't lose yourself. Particularly, I think, you know, women can have higher levels of agreeableness from evolution and evolutionary reasons, you know, because they put the baby's needs in front of their own. And so, and if you're the eldest daughter, you can get positioned as a carer very quickly. And what we're trying to say here is like, touch into that stuff and figure out who you're kind of like, who you're meant to be, because we get these roles foisted onto us from society, from culture, from position in your parenting, you know, your position as a child, whatever. Maybe, Anton, because Standard I've called it like second life, and I often say to them, you know, it could actually be someone's first life if they figure themselves out and live a bit more authentically and they move into their retirement, not fearfully, but actually figuring out who they are and what they want to be.
Lastly, what then about people who are defined by their jobs? Because there are an awful lot of people where there isn't a there when they're not in work.
Yeah, and that's something I work with a lot in my clinic. And it's about redefining yourself. It's about figuring out that you are more than just your job. And that was a linear description of you to begin with. And maybe trying to figure out and tap into things that you might see that yourself, that you still have value. And that's a really important thing for retirement, seeing that you still have value. It mightn't be your working life, but there's so much value in some of the other aspects of who you could become. And that's the thing about figuring out, what is it I want to do? Who do I want to be? And that's about having a bit of being empowered to be courageous to go into that space and maybe own it.
I mean, difficult if that has been extrinsically provided for so long.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get it intrinsically, isn't it?
Well, I think just a redefining, figuring out who is it that I am outside of my work. That's something you have to think about all the time. Because particularly if your work kind of defines you as a broadcaster, as a psychotherapist, psychologist, whatever, you have to think, I'm more than that. And I contain multitudes and I have to tap into those multitudes if I really want to thrive in my life. And that's what we're saying. That's what retirement can be.
If you're planning to do this planning, where do you start?
I would figure out, first of all, financially, you know, get a good financial advisor, figure that part out, because that's a crucial part. And then I'd intersect that with, who am I currently? What do I want to be like? You know, how do I want to think? What self-limiting beliefs do I have? And here's a very important question to ask yourself. Whatever the vision, let's say, of myself going to Florence to become a shoemaker, what's going to get in the way of that? And then just once you have that plan, you can be precise and you can work towards a future self. And it's in that working that you bring in happiness later on down the line.
Richard, thank you very much.
Thanks,
that is Richard Hogan, Dr. Richard Hogan.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.